celebrate your birthday.
Ask a man to offer his son.
Very excited.
And the second question we would have to ask quickly if we didn't know the whole story, would a man do that if God asked him to do it?
Preacher, don't worry about it.
So I've entitled my message tonight, Holding.
We had a great time of fellowship today. How many of you'd rather be here at the best hospital you know of?
I'm convinced tonight, if you or I
is a good place,
do anything extraordinary for the Lord, we're going to have to come to the place that we said, Lord, everything is yours.
You know, we have to.
I'll not hold back anything from you.
Christ,
anything that I have, anything that I am, anything I ever hope to be.
Work.
Lord, you gave it
we
to
would
me
have
anyway,
no message
and it's really yours. And if you ask for something, I will hold back nothing from you. Let's pray together. Father,
Calvary,
and, I ask you tonight to
thank
teach
you for inviting me, letting me be
about
here.
Trusting
I'm just honored
you
to be here. I
something
by,
about
by
how
way,
that you challenge our life,
future building,
that
all of you folks are
there are young preachers here in this room tonight that you will challenge, that
takes a lot
you will put to the test throughout their ministry. And God, if they will be willing to hold back nothing, then they'll be great and wonderful things that
you
will do through their lives.
The being here.
They are people
Bill,
here in this building, church
the
members.
Churches I've been
they'll
in,
never
been
maybe go overseas. They'll never mount a pulpit to preach. Just as much they're the peoples of God. And
well,
you will challenge
you
them
setting aside
to,
time to
go shoulder to shoulder with their pastor
time and, effort
and believe you,
and
Lord, for great and mighty things
about what
through Maranatha
doing in this
Baptist
world,
Church and
in
their own personal life. You'll challenge us all.
Missions,
and so, Lord, speak
and,
to us tonight
the Lord
in
for
Jesus'
world evangelism
name.
Of the heart that
amen.
God has
now, we're going to read further.
Now, there's
but
several
God
times
came
of
to
gift.
The man Abraham
there's
basically asking
the
him,
word
will you give me anything I ask for?
And it's
we believe, I believe
everybody.
Abraham was probably at night, maybe in
Testament,
bed. I don't know if he was
Testament.
In bed.
The
Bible doesn't
primarily,
say it. I just know the very next thing he gets
take
up
care of the house of
the next morning early.
Takes care of your
and so he's laying there, or he's there at night, and God
field,
is speaking to him and
forth.
Is questioning him and saying, here's what I want you to
and
do.
Then there's another kind
I want
of
you to do. I want you to go to Mount Moriah
and offer your boys a sacrifice.
Key word there is not fixed.
Now, Abraham had been tested many times,
so it can
he had never faced a test like this test.
Depending
and
on
what even made
God
it worse, we have no
evidence
that
extra.
God explained to him
that's what,
why.
That's what,
but you know, faith doesn't rest
like
on explanations.
But then there's the faith promise.
Faith rests on the promises
there
of God Almighty.
Because
and so here this man is being
opinion,
tested,
I believe, according
just
to
like every Christian in this building
you have or don't
has
have.
Been tested or will
how
be tested
faith you
throughout
have
our life.
And I want us to learn
to
two or three things tonight
to his
from the life
of
Abraham that might help us
through you.
In missions
now,
and in life in
sometimes
general.
Sometimes God just puts a blessing
first
in our
first of all,
bucket.
I believe that Abraham
you know, he's not
was tested,
just for us to
and
be
I believe
bucket.
You and I will be
he wants
tested
us to be a funnel
concerning
because
our
he wants
love
to give money
for
through
God.
Us. How in
now,
the world
I don't
God
think I'm reading
his,
too much into this
when
I ask the question, well, Lord, why would you ask for his son? He's the joy of his old age. He's the apple of his eye.
And believe that
well, God makes a specific mention in verse number 2. I hope I'm not putting too much emphasis on it. But we know that he was the only son, a promise that he had. But he makes another mention of something else in that verse of Scripture. Did you notice it? Not only thine only son Isaac, whom thou
if I was thinking about giving and faith promising,
there may be some people
here.
It seems to me that Abraham loved that boy. With everything a daddy could love a boy with. And my question is it possible that God is testing Abraham concerning his love for God?
I think we
because, by the way, does God
not
want you to love your children?
If they give
well, you know he does. God commands me to love my wife. God commands me to be a man of love and to love the things that God loves. The things he puts into my possession that I need to love. You know, you find out
I'm glad for
that if
I
love anything
I
or any person
I can't take
more than
I
love God,
but
that
I would
thing or person becomes an idol
about faith promise, and I was
because I love it more than
me.
I love God. I wonder
I
if Abraham's love for that boy
well,
was almost rivaling
Sunday,
his love
to you,
for God.
From the Bible,
you say, well, preacher, somebody
can,
said, well, I don't know if anybody can love anything or anybody more than you love
started
God.
Faith promise and
well, be careful how
about
quickly you say that
late
because
that.
Sometimes
but,
we can get in the habit that when God gives
time,
us
we
things, we're so overwhelmed
the
with the gifts
from
God
that
we sometimes almost forget the giver, don't we? Is it you remember when Simon Peter was boasting to the Lord just before the cross?
You're not going to put your name on it.
Hey, don't worry about me. I'll go with you to death.
Hey, I'll die for
you. I'm going to give.
I'll go to prison.
It doesn't make any difference.
I mean, I'm all for
you. I may not have my health. In
Jesus
six
had to say
I may
to him,
lose my job in 6 months.
Before the
how can
cross
I say
grows,
I'm going to give
you'll
so
deny
much
me
every
three
week
times.
For a year out? How
you
can
remember
I do
what
that?
Happened
well,
after
you
the crucifixion,
it, you do it by
then
faith,
the resurrection?
Amen. Now,
and old Simon
you,
Peter, who had
how many of you paid cash for
shamed himself, went out and repented,
but how
went
many
with
of
the other fishermen and the disciples
right,
and went on back to the fishing business.
Some of you older
and Jesus
folks
came after he was resurrected down to the shore of
you
Galilee.
You know, 30 years is 360 months.
And he fixed
months
them bread and
on
fish on
line,
that
shore.
That you were going to have that house payment there for
Jesus
30
years.
In you ever want to get a little time capsule
you
say, go
how did you do that?
Did you know you were going to have a job
5 years from then, 2 years from then?
Did well,
you know
I couldn't
you
be
going
the supper,
to have help.
I mean, that,
no,
that
you did
breakfast
it by faith.
Is a supper
is
I'm going to be at one time. Amen.
This is even better because you're going to ask God
but anyway,
to lay an amount
you remember
on
how
heart,
that Simon was going to go into the mission program,
the Lord's
of Maranatha
voice,
Baptist Church.
And he got out of the boat and came to the
and
shore.
And then the last thing
remember,
I would ask
as we
is
know,
that Simon
Peter
all you
got to
do is look around at churches.
And he didn't say, you sorry rascal,
honor the Lord with their faith.
You good for nothing.
You
claimed that you were
going
to go to death with me and you denied you
even. Maybe I can share some things about Calvary with the church.
They did ask him a question.
If you will, look at Genesis chapter 22 tonight. Genesis chapter 22.
Lovest thou me.
And I want to preach a message I've entitled, Hold Back Nothing from God.
It is certainly a mission message, but it's a message
commentaries
that, have,
that
but
goes to the very heart of the Christian life.
And I trust the Lord
to touch
our hearts and speak to our hearts tonight.
About Simon Peter's love.
It's about a man named Abraham.
Now, Simon
and
did say, yeah,
I'm fond of you, Lord.
About
I do
Lord.
Love you like this.
But
Abraham is
the only
man I know in the
Bible
that is called the friend
see,
of God.
Jesus was challenging.
As you study the life of Abraham, you will find
that, he
that his
God.
Life seems to be
you know what
one
I found?
Test
if I begin to love something
another,
so great
God
that it rivals
him over
and sometimes
over
hinders
and
my love for
God.
God
to leave his homeland.
Talking about.
Ask a
God
man
to offer
his son.
You know, some people are so in love
with their 401k.
And the second question
we would have to ask quickly if we didn't know the
some
whole story.
Some people are in love
would a man
so much
do
with their
that
job
if God
asked him to
readily
it.
Let it keep them
so I
want to.
I've entitled my
I mean,
message
some people
tonight,
in love with their ministries
back
so much that they almost forget the God they're serving.
God.
I love my ministry.
I'm convinced
you're to
tonight
love yours.
If you or
I mean, listen, anything
we
anything love
more than God, God may
ordinary for the Lord.
He may
we're
ask
going
us
to have
to
go
to
the
Mount place
Moriah
that we said, Lord,
and give that to
everything
him.
Is yours.
So like Abraham of
I'll
old,
not hold back
anything from
you,
anything that I have, anything that I
second
am,
of all, it may
anything
be
I ever hope to be,
obedience
Lord, you gave
to
it
Lord.
To me anyway.
Now the first
it's really
thing
yours,
I want to ask
and
you
if you
is,
ask
is
for
anything
you love more
I will
God.
Hold back nothing.
Is there anything that God would
ask you to do that you would not do?
I ask you tonight to teach us
well, God has just asked him
about
to take the life
you,
of his own son.
Something
what's
about how
do?
That you
well,
challenge
we
our
read
life
in verse number
3.
Us.
Their young preachers
Abraham
here in
rose up
early
in the morning,
saddled his ass, took two of his
young
men
to the
with
test
him,
throughout
Isaac,
his
son, clave the wood
and God, if they will be
rose up
to hold
and win
back
the place
nothing,
which God had
then they'll be great and wonderful things.
We are not told if he wrestled with God
there are people
in
here
that
in this
night,
building, church members,
if he questioned that we
don't
never
know
maybe
that,
go
so
overseas,
we can't preach from
never
silence.
Amount of pulpit
I'm telling you, he was a human being.
Just as much there,
if you had torn Abraham's shirt open,
you
would
challenge
have found an S.
He was
shoulder
to shoulder.
Man,
their
I believe he was a good man.
And believe
I believe
you,
he was
Lord,
a godly man,
and
but he was not a perfect man.
Maranatha,
but he was a man.
Church, and, in
and
their
he
own
was a human
life,
being.
You'll challenge
and he would
all.
Have had to had some
so
thoughts
speak
about
to us
the Lord
in Jesus'
wanting
name.
Him to take his
Amen.
Son
now, we're
going to
read
and
further.
Do to him what he
but
had
But
God
done to Adam.
Came to the man Abraham.
But you know what? Whatever he
basically
went through that
asking
night,
him, will
he gave way to
give
me
anything I
you
ask
You know what?
For.
God will ask
we believe,
you
I believe Abraham
me to do
probably
something
at night,
maybe in bed. I don't
that
know if
you know,
bed,
we can
Bible
say, oh,
say
I'll do anything you want
I just
know
the very next
thing. Then the Lord will ask the hard thing of
the next morning.
The Lord will ask some things.
So he's laying there or he's there at night and God is speaking to him.
Sometimes
God
will say, well, I'm sorry, but
saying,
you're going
you
to
sell
what
I want
you to
do
home
I want
you
to do.
I want
you
to
go
to
Bible
college
or offer
your boys
because you don't
have
to go far if you go over down back.
Now, Abraham
Amen.
Had been tested
Amen,
many times,
and
he had
so
never
God may
faced
say,
test.
Well,
like
you know, you're
going
to be going to the mission field.
And
this
what
is
even
your first
made it worse,
now.
We have no evidence
and,
that God
your husband
explained
has been
to you
and your husband
why?
Have been called to the mission field.
But you know,
you're
faith
going to
rest on explanation.
This first home y'all have had.
Faith rests on the
promises.
Of God
well, listen,
Almighty.
I don't make little of
and
that.
And so here
that's
this man is being tested,
dear lady.
Just
hey,
like every Christian in
family.
This building
I don't make light
has
of that.
Been
aren't
tested,
you glad your wife
will
loves
be tested,
mama? throughout our life.
I
want us to learn
I don't make
two or three things tonight
mothers,
from the life of Abraham.
But I'm just
that
saying that he was challenged
missions,
if he would obey a hard thing.
Number one,
Bible says
first of all, I believe that Abraham
was tested.
Now,
and
I believe
you
and
I
will
like
to use my concerning our
sanctified
love
imagination
for God.
Just a little bit.
Now,
he was
I
a
don't
human
think
being.
I'm reading too much
the Bible
into this
can't give us every
when
detail
I ask the
of
question,
what he thought
Lord, or what he did.
Why would
because
you ask
to
bring
your
son.
Bible tonight? In a
he's the joy of his old age.
Amen.
He's the apple of his eye.
But he was a human
well,
being.
God
I
makes
can
a specific mention in verse
those
number
two
servants. And
I hope
by the way,
Isaac didn't know what was going on.
But we know that he was the only
son,
a promise that he had.
But he makes another mention.
We know Isaac didn't know what was going on because he was questioning the sacrifice.
Not only
thine
only son Isaac,
whom
but I can see them as they stop on that 3 days journey and they set up camp to spend the night.
It seems to me that
in the flickering of
that
boy with everything,
he sees the two forms
of
the servants.
He sees
and my
the form
question
of his son,
is it possible that
and
God
then he's laying there
is
testing
Lord,
Abraham
he's the
concerning
son of promise,
his love
all the
for
promises
God
that you have made?
Because
the Abrahamic
way,
covenant,
God
that great covenant,
not want you to let
all
children?
The other covenants come.
Well, you know he does.
He's laying there.
God commands me to love my wife.
That was the sky
God
with
commands
all the
me
saying,
to be a man of love.
That
and the love
right there,
and
he's
God
not married. He didn't have any
the things he puts into my
possession
that I need to be, I need to love.
If we could count the
stars, we'd be able to count the number of descendants.
That if I love
and then
anything
his hand
or any
his
person,
mattress, which is a mattress,
more
and he
than
comes
I love
up with
God,
some grains, maybe, and he's
that
thinking,
thing
Lord,
or person
you
becomes
said if we
an
could
idol.
Count the sand on the seashore,
because I love
be
it more than I love God.
I wonder if Abraham's love for that boy,
and he's probably laying there thinking,
was almost
and wondering how it's all going to turn
love
out and how it's
going
to come to fruition.
You say, well,
you
preacher,
say, well, preacher, he just can't understand.
I don't know
well,
if anybody
again,
can love
you. Don't
anything,
have to understand
or anybody
to
more
obey.
Than you love God,
and you have to believe that
well,
God
be careful
is a God
that always
say
that.
Right. Because
and
sometimes
so he's
we can get in the habit,
and he'll that challenge
God
me
gives
us things.
We're so
God.
Overwhelmed with the gifts from
he'll
God.
He'll challenge us.
We sometimes almost forget the giver, don't we? God.
You remember when Simon
like
Peter
Abraham,
was boasting to the Lord
just
before the cross, the night before the cross? Hey, don't worry about me. I'll go. With
are we
you
willing to
hey,
really
I'll
give up
it.
Something precious?
I'll go to prison.
Are we willing to give more than we've ever given?
Are you willing
to
let God in your faith promise giving?
Stretch your
before
faith a little
the cock
bit.
Crows.
Now, I know there's some folks that
times.
Hadn't got to that point here, and I'm
you
sure
remember
there may
what
be some
happened
that
after the crucifixion,
back home when we started
then the resurrection
many years ago at
Calvary. Old Simon Peter,
started
who
the second year I was there,
shamed himself,
so that's been
went 38 out
with years ago. I oversaw,
went with the other fishermen
oh goodness,
and the disciples and went on back to the fishing business. Conference.
And Jesus came
and
after he was
got a
hold
of this thing
of faith
down to the shore
God,
of Galilee,
and being a funnel that
God would
give
bread and fish
so that they could pass it on.
Can you imagine
send missionaries
Jesus
around the world,
and many
you
of our
get
people,
time capsule
their
and go
faith
back,
promise was more
the
than their
on that
time.
Sand that day, you know, that morning.
They grew to that point
life.
Because you see, they
well,
come to the place
the supper, but, I mean,
that they had learned by faith that if they would just obey God,
the supper, the
that
but
they
anyway,
could even
you remember how
that
Simon
but God will test us concerning our willingness
to
sacrifice
the shore.
You remember, as far as
you
we
say,
know,
preacher,
Simon Peter was the first one Jesus.
Well, he didn't really
sacrifice
didn't say,
you
sorry
his son.
He didn't offer his son.
You good for nothing.
I mean, I've read the rest of the chapter.
You were going to go to death
preacher,
with me,
and
he
didn't
you
offer his son.
You even knew,
well, before you
that.
Call me a heretic,
he did
give me a chance to explain,
question.
But I beg to differ with you on that.
Simon,
I believe he did offer
lovest
his son,
me.
And if you hold your finger watch there and turn to Hebrews 11, I'll show you what I'm talking about.
Now, I've never figured out what
Hebrews 11, preacher,
you mean
to tell
me
he
offered
his son?
Look at Hebrews 11. And then
but
we'll
you
explain
see,
what
he
we
was
mean
concerned
before you
about
tonight.
Simon
Amen.
Peter's love.
Look at Hebrews chapter 11.
Now,
we're
Simon
talking about
did
God
say, yeah,
I'm fond of you, Lord.
You
I do
by
love
the way,
you like
a faith
but
that
he wouldn't
not
use
been
the
tested
God
which
be means
his will. Amen.
He didn't love him.
And so
see,
you will
Jesus
find that if you're
going to
ever do much for God, you're
going to
be tested more.
God may test you concerning your love for God.
You know what I found? If I begin to love
God,
your sacrifice
so great
that it rivals
Hebrews 11
beginning
my love for
God.
God
by
may
faith,
ask me for those things.
Abraham,
God
when he was tried,
you know, some people are so in
out
love
loud
with me
the 401k.
Next 3 words.
Offered,
some people are in love so much with their job.
I'm just reading the Bible.
Readily
let
him
like
keep
them
from serving God.
But you said,
I mean,
but he didn't really offer him up. We got a contradiction in the Bible then.
So much that they almost
well, wait a minute.
God
let me explain what I believe.
I love
means.
My ministry and you ought to love yours.
You remember in Revelation
I mean,
13,
listen,
when
anything
the
we love more than
Jesus
God, God
Christ
may required of us
was sacrificed
he may ask
before
us to go to
the foundation of the world
and give that to
well,
him.
Well, wait a minute, preacher. I don't understand.
So, like Abraham of old, I thought he was sacrificed on the cross of Calvary about 2,000 years ago. Second well, of all, if he was sacrificed and given way back yonder before the foundation of the world,
now, the first thing
and yet I know
is,
that 2,000 years ago at Calvary he gave his life,
is
that we have a contradiction in the Bible?
Would
no, we don't.
Do that you would not do.
Because in the mind and
well,
the heart
God
has just asked him to take the life of his
own son. Who sees everything
in the present,
what's
the
past, he going
to do?
The present,
well,
the future.
We read in verse number
God
3.
Almighty had
Abraham
made a decision.
Rose up early in the morning,
as if
saddled
it was
his
done.
Ass, took two
it
of his
was
young
a done deal.
Isaac,
was crucified,
his son, clave the wood
Christ
for the
burnt offering
for the sins of
the world.
Rose up and went
in
the place
of God,
in the heart of God Almighty.
In
we are not told if he wrestled with God
in prayer that night.
I'm convinced
if he
that
questioned
that we don't know that,
way,
so we can't
here,
preach from silence.
Was sometime
but
from
I'm
the
telling
time
you,
God
he was
told
a human
him to do
being,
it,
to
if
the
you
time
had torn Abraham
he had
shirt open, you would not have found
in his heart. It was
he was
a
not
done
a Superman.
I mean, it
was
just
good
as
man.
Good
as if that boy
was
a
laying godly
on that
man,
altar,
but he was not a perfect man.
Dead body,
he
blood
was a
man.
Out of him,
and
he was
a human
fire
being.
Was raging.
And he would
it
have had to have
deal
some
in
thoughts
heart.
About the Lord,
and so God
wanting him
up,
to take his
as a man
son
who was obedient
and do to
and
him
was
what
to
he had done
by
his son.
And
but
said
you know what? Whatever he went through that night,
it gave way to obedience. I had a daddy. I don't know if y'all had.
You know what? God will
ask
you
and
ask
me to do some things.
My daddy was not a mean man. He was not an abuser of children.
You know, we can say,
oh,
I'll
do anything you want to, Lord.
Then the Lord will ask
a hard
thing
of
us. Now, my daddy was
the Lord of asked some things
that
were
sometimes
challenged
our faith.
He was not the kind of daddy
that
begged
sometimes God will say, well, I'm sorry,
you know, like
but you're going to sell your home because I want you to go to Bible college.
But anyway,
of course,
sure
you don't have to go far
like
if you go over down back.
But anyway,
here, amen.
My daddy, he was good. He was
and,
a lot of good things
so
about
God
my
may
dad.
Say, well,
I was a Christian.
You know, you're
going to
be going to the mission field, and this is your first home,
my daddy ever got saved.
And your husband has been, you and
your brother
be
sitting in the back seat.
Now, today,
you've
got
to sell your home.
Video screens in the back seats.
They've got
you have so games. They've got all kinds of stuff.
Well, listen, I don't make little of
that.
A special thing.
Hey, you put two boys, they got
lady.
Each other.
Hey, you're going to have to leave your
grandma
and
you
got
family.
A 30 or 40
I don't make
drive.
Light of that. Aren't
you got
you
a little
glad
problem.
Your wife
loves her mama.
So I'm sitting there,
I'm
and my brother for that. I don't make fun about ladies
I mean,
who love their mothers.
Good.
But
I'm just
squill
saying
out.
That he was
daddy,
challenged
daddy,
if
Mark,
he would
Mac,
obey
Mac
a hard
pinch
thing.
Me. Mac pinch
Bible
me.
Said he got up and
daddy
obeyed.
Said, all right,
and
boys, y'all come
he
down
went.
The back now. You know,
now,
like
I don't know about you, but I like
traveled.
To use my sanctified. I hope it's sanctified.
Well, man, we were
sanctified imagination just a little bit.
Oh, boy, I'm going to
he was a human being. The Bible can't give us every
blood,
detail of what he thought or
and
what
I
he
didn't
did
know what a
because you'd had to
then.
Brought your Bible tonight in a dump truck because it'd be so big. Amen. He squalled. But he was a human
daddy,
being,
daddy,
and
Roger
I can imagine
me,
him.
He
and
me.
Those two servants
we
and Isaac. By the way, Isaac didn't know what was going on.
Boys,
how many
know
what
I
mean
when
I say
didn't know what was going on either?
If you don't quieten down back there, I'm gonna give you.
We know Isaac didn't know what was going on because he was questioning the what they were going
to
sacrifice on the way up the mountain.
Quiet.
But I can see them as they stop on that 3 days journey and they set up
minutes,
camp to spend the night.
In the
flickering of the light, he sees
when
the two
did,
forms of the servant.
Said,
he sees the form
boys,
of his son,
Isaac,
and then he's laying there
now,
thinking, Lord,
you could pray
he's
for
the
amnesia,
son of promise.
That
all the promises that you have
no
made.
The
Abrahamic
the covenant,
fifth,
that great covenant,
I mean,
out
you
from which all the
daddy,
other covenants come.
I could say,
he's laying there.
I know it's 20 minutes, but we'll hold our breath
ceiling,
for 20 minutes.
That
we
was
won't
the
even
sky
breathe.
With all the
we
stars
won't move
saying,
if you,
Lord,
it wouldn't do any good.
Through that boy right
because
there,
because you see, when my daddy
children,
told you something,
you're
it was
give
as good
as if it was already done.
If we could count the stars,
and so
we
knew. In fact, we weren't Christians, but I believe if we had been,
and the rapture took place,
he would have whipped us on the way up.
And he comes up with
because daddy always did exactly. It was a done deal when
you
said
if we could count the
same.
On the
well,
seashore,
Abraham was willing
to
sacrifice
to even
come
his
through that
son.
Boy right there.
Now listen, we
and
say that, we don't
there
think much about
it, wondering
would
how
you,
it's all going to turn out.
Would you be willing
to
give
to
God
fruition?
That kind of a
you say,
obedience
well, preacher, he just
sacrifice?
Can't understand it.
A test
well, again,
of your love, would
you
be willing
to
do
understand?
That?
You have
my
to obey.
Goodness.
And you have to and, believe that God is a God that always does
right.
He and so he's challenged Abraham,
concerning our
and he'll challenge me and
quickly,
you concerning
last
our love
of all,
for God.
Like Abraham, our faith is.
He'll challenge us concerning our obedience
to, our
to God.
In God.
Then he'll challenge us,
see,
like he did of Abraham,
faith.
Our willingness.
Now let me tell you something. You and I will not go very far in this life.
Are we willing to really give up something precious? Are we willing to give
faith.
More than we've ever
somebody
given?
Somebody said, well, face the best
are you
thing.
Willing to let God, in your
God
faith promise giving, stretch
amen.
Your faith a little
bit?
Now, I know there's some folks that hadn't gotten to that point
God
here, and I'm sure there may be faith. Some that have.
And could I
but
tell you,
back home when we started faith
just
promise many years ago at Calvary, I started the second year I was there. So that's been 38 years ago. I oversaw.
But if you can believe God,
I oversaw 32 faith promise conferences.
I want to give what you want
and our people, God.
got a hold of this thing of faith,
then
and trusting
the only limitation
and being
God,
a funnel
no
that God would
Amen.
Give to them.
So
you say,
so
what do you mean when
he
comes to our conference
and
send missionaries
God,
around the world?
Is there
many of our people,
trust God?
Their faith promise was more than
now, some of you ladies are sitting
work.
Out there, and you've got to be asking
they grew
this
to that point
men.
Because, you see,
how
they come to the place
hey, listen,
that they
God
had learned by
it.
Faith
I understand
that if they
that,
would just obey
human,
God,
I'm a human,
that they could
how
even
in the world could this man, Abraham, but God
offer his only son, the son
our
whom he loved, how could he offer him on an altar?
You say, preacher,
I mean, I just can't comprehend that.
Well, he didn't really
I'm having a little problem that God would have asked him.
He didn't offer his son.
But I'm having more of a problem that Abraham would be willing to
and
do
he
that.
Didn't offer his son.
Now, come on, let's
well,
be honest.
Before you call me a heretic,
God,
give me a chance to
we
explain.
Sometimes have those thoughts.
And
it,
you know,
I believe
okay.
he did
we
offer his
son.
We think
if
about
you hold
things,
your finger there.
I'm going to tell you,
turn
we've
to
got
Hebrews
11.
He
I'll show you
we
what
know
I'm talking
the
about.
How he could do it.
Hebrews chapter 11. Preacher, you mean to tell me he offered his son?
Look at Hebrews 11.
He
and
knew
we'll
God so
we
well
before you call me a heretic,
that when God made a promise,
look
like
at Hebrews
made
chapter
to Abraham,
11,
we're talking
about
God
be
fulfilled
you.
Through that boy.
And you will,
he
by
knew
the way,
that God
a faith
could
that has not
and
been
God
tested
would not
probably can't
be
trusted
to
do well. Amen.
That whatever God promised
so
him
you will
that he would
find
that if you're going to ever do much
sure
for God, you're going to be
listen,
tested.
If God broke a
God
promise to him or to me and
you,
your love
let
for
me
God,
tell you something, my friend.
Your obedience to God, your sacrifice unto God.
The planets would go into chaos.
Hebrews 11,
God would cease to be God,
and everything would disintegrate.
By faith,
he was so
Abraham,
confident that
he
God
tried,
was going to keep his promise.
I want you to say out
and you know what we
me,
find over here,
words,
if you could go back quickly to Hebrews 11, we find out how
I'm just
Abraham
reading the Bible,
finally
you
concluded
like you
that God
but
was
you
going
said,
to
well,
let
he didn't
kill
really
his boy
offer him up,
and
we got
a
contradiction
in
the Bible then.
He comes
well, wait
to
a minute,
a
let me explain
how
what
I
believe
that
it.
Means.
He was dead wrong.
You remember
he
in Revelation 13 when the Scripture
admired his confidence in God, amen,
was sacrificed
because if I kill my boy, burn him to ashes.
Well, wait
and
a
I
minute.
His ashes
I don't
on this mountain,
because
I
thought
he
was
sacrificed
then God
on the cross
of
Calvary about
2,000
years ago.
So you know
well,
what he
if he was sacrificed
11,
and given
18,
way back yonder before the foundation
of whom it was
world,
said that in Isaac,
and yet I know that 2,000 years ago at Calvary he gave his life.
Then
that
do we
God
have
was able to do
no,
what?
We don't.
How's God going to do this
in the
mind,
in the heart
raise
of God?
Raise him up even
who sees
from the
everything
you know
in
what
the
present,
man,
the past,
the present, the
that
future,
when he got up there and killed
God
his boy and burned him up,
had
that he was
going to
step back from
it
that
was
pile
as
of
good
ashes
as if it was
and
done.
God was going to resurrect
it was a done
his
deal
son right out of
Christ
those ashes.
Was crucified.
They were
going to
worship God on that mountain,
and they were going
to
go down that mountain
and go
God Almighty.
He concluded that, but he was totally
2,000 years
now let's
ago.
Conclude the service.
I'm convinced
I'm
that what
some
the scriptures mean
Genesis.
About old Abraham here
back in
was sometime from the time God
Genesis
told him to
verse,
do it to the time he got there, he
conclude.
Had made
I'll
the decision.
I'm gonna give you one
in his
statement
heart,
to summarize
it was
the whole
a done deal.
Abraham
I mean,
stretched
it was
forth
just
his hand.
As good
that
as if that
10?
Boy was laying
they're up
on that altar.
Somehow
dead
a body,
body
blood
you
out
can,
of
think about
and
how
the
did
fire
it.
Was
he had to
raging.
Explain to Isaac what
it
he
was a
doing.
Done deal in his
there's
heart.
Great man of faith
and
up
so
there
God chalked
Isaac
it up.
Well.
As a
Abraham
man who was obedient
and was willing to sacrifice
his son,
the angel of the Lord
said that
he
offered
up
and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said,
let me tell you something. I had a daddy.
Sweetest,
most
welcome voice that man had ever heard
my
in his
daddy
life.
Was not a mean
he
man.
Had that
he
knife ready to plunge it into the
he sure
jugular vein of his boy
sometimes.
And the angel
he didn't like
of the
a lot
Lord
of mess.
Now my daddy was not the kind
and
of daddy
and he said lay not thy hand upon the lad neither
he
do
was
thou
not
anything
the kind of daddy
him
that
for now I know that thou fearest God. Here's where I got the title
from.
Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son thine only son from
my daddy would he was good. He was a lot of good things about my dad. I wasn't a Christian.
You have obeyed me
think he was back then.
Have sacrificed
my
fully,
ever got
and you trusted me.
16, but anyway,
me and my brother be sitting in the back seat.
Now
today they've got video screens
said,
in the back seats. They've got games. They got all kinds
Amen.
Of stuff.
I
we
know
had
it, but
I wouldn't have had the joy
but
of trying to preach it.
Now you put two boys, they got each
listen
other,
state.
And they're coming from grandmamas. You got
because
a 30,
lot of people think
drive.
God's just
you got
trying
a
to get
problem
something you know, out of us.
So I'm sitting there, and my brother pinched
me. Notice this state.
I mean, he pinched me good.
God
will
ever.
Daddy,
wanted.
Daddy, Mark, Mac, pinch me, Mac, pinch me. Daddy said, all right, boys, y'all calm down in the back now. You don't like a bunch of mess while
God
we're traveling.
Wanted.
Well, man, we were, hey.
Of Abraham. I thought, oh, boy, I'm going to get you back.
He wanted Abraham to love him supremely,
a blessing.
Obey him
I didn't
totally,
know what a blessing
sacrifice
was
to him
I
fully,
over and, pinched
and
my
trust him explicitly,
him,
and that's what
out.
He did.
Daddy,
you'll
Daddy,
give me 3
Roger
minutes,
me,
I'll give you a quick illustration about my own life.
We were only about a couple of years apart. He was older.
And Daddy said, boys,
you know, you
know what I mean when I say something. If you don't quiet down back there, I'm going to give you a whipping when you get home.
I was 22 years old. Within about a year and a half, he called me to preach. And when he called me to preach, and I know God never violates Scripture. He always
said, but we're unique, and he deals with
my brother. He put in my heart I was going to be a pastor. I mean, that my call to preach was called to be a pastor.
My daddy said, son, boys,
felt it.
You're getting a whipping when you get
home.
And
so off I went to Bible college.
When
I got to Bible
college,
I'll never
forget.
I thought about it. I dreamed about pastoring.
No good.
I mean,
you
I would
plead
just
the
think,
fifth.
Oh, God, if you'll give me
I mean,
10
you
or 15
could you could
I
bargain
could
with Daddy.
Pastor,
I could say, Daddy,
excited,
I know it's 20
man,
minutes,
I'd
but we'll hold our breath for 20 minutes.
And,
we won't even breathe. We won't
so
move.
On registration
it wouldn't do
day,
any
they
had it in the gymnasium.
Because
the
you see, when my daddy told you
by the
something,
table
it was as good as if it was already done.
Dropped over the
and
table.
So we knew.
And
in
had
fact,
the word,
we weren't Christians, but I believe if we had been,
and
as I walked, the rapture took
said,
place,
so
he would have whipped us
on
the way up.
Amen. Signed up right
because Daddy always did exactly. It was a done deal when Daddy said it was going to happen. Amen.
I walked on down.
Well, Abraham was willing to sacrifice even his son. Now listen, we say that and we don't think much about it. Would you?
And I said, no, ma'am.
Would you
be
willing to give God that
never forget,
kind of
I kept
obedience
I walked
and sacrifice,
the mission,
a test of
missions.
Your love? Would you be willing to do
son,
that?
You're going to the mission field, going to be a missionary.
Goodness.
This is where you sign up.
And
I said, no, ma'am. I'm going to be a
God
pastor.
Help us.
This is the dream
he
of my heart.
Us.
I dreamed
concerning
about it.
Our
I thought
sacrifice.
About it. I eat.
You.
I drank it.
Last
I mean,
of
I loved
all,
it. I
like
thought
Abraham,
about it.
Our faith is.
I got over there and I finally saw one.
When
says,
it comes
pastor.
To our confidence,
I said, y'all, where I've been looking.
See, this is
you're going to be a pastor,
faith.
Son. I said, I believe that's what
let me
God
tell you,
wants
son,
me to be.
You and I will not.
Well, we
can
get you signed up for your class. I want to take everything that'll help me be a good pastor
without.
I want to be a pastor.
Simple.
I'm going to be a pastor.
I was so excited.
Somebody said, "Well, faith's the best
be a
thing."
Pastor, I dreamed about.
It, the God said you can't even please Him without.
Then
it,
I'd
amen.
Go to chapel.
We get saved by faith.
And you know some
faith,
of these crazy missionaries.
It's all about faith.
Come
and could I tell you,
say
if you're
like going to
just do what you can do,
how many of you preacher
coming,
boys out there would be willing
in your faith
to go down on the Amazon River, in the jungles of the Amazon,
God,
if God wanted you
and
to,
just say,
and be God's missionary? Come on, raise your hand. How many of you would, preacher
through
boys
me,
swinging their hand all
then
the
only limitation
like
is God,
that.
And He has no limitations. Amen.
So you say, what do you mean
it
when it comes
to
our confidence in God? Here's my question. Is there anything you can't trust God for?
They get up
now,
there
some of you ladies are sitting
out
there, and you've got to be
field,
asking this question
if you're willing
men,
and all that stuff.
How can he do it?
I don't.
Well, listen, I
thought God
I know
God
asked him to do
it.
I understand
but I
that.
Do whatever
but he
God
was a human.
Do.
I'm a human.
I felt I did.
How in the world could this
I'll
man Abraham offer
Street,
his only son, the son whom he loved? How could he offer him on an altar? How could he do it?
JT,
I mean, I just can't comprehend
that.
I'm having a little problem that God would have asked him.
The last 8 or 9 years.
But I'm having more of a problem that Abraham would be willing to do that.
Spent a lot of time.
Now, come on, let's be honest. There's nobody here but us and God.
The first time I ever met him,
I have those thoughts
in college.
You know, I believe it's okay.
He was preaching Urban Street on Sunday night.
He always.
I'm
going to
tell you, we've
things.
Got the answer of how he could
go after
people.
We know
the
answer saved,
how
he wanted to go after somebody.
He had such
to go
confidence
to Liberia,
in
West Africa,
God.
Which is where
see,
he's
maybe
at.
This is the problem we have.
He
I mean,
knew
he
God so well
halfway through his
that when God made a promise like he had made to Abraham.
How many of you preacher boys, I know you got
boy.
Some here.
He knew that God could not.
How many of you preacher boys would be willing if God wanted you to go?
That whatever God promised him that he would do it.
Be God's mission.
He was sure of that.
Listen,
if God broke a promise to him or to me or you, let me tell you something, my friend. The stars would fall from heaven. The planets would go into chaos. God would cease to be God. And everything would disintegrate.
I began to kind of wrestle with God.
He was so confident that God was going to keep his promise.
Began to weep.
And you know what? We find over here, if you could go back quickly to Hebrews 11.
Now, we're not
we find out how Abraham finally concluded
you know what happens
that God was going to let him kill his boy and still fulfill his
preaching
promise.
Time. Little
he
elderly ladies
to a conclusion of how God was going to do it.
He was dead
and start
wrong.
Whispering, what's
he
wrong
totally
with him?
Wrong.
You know what
but
I'm
I
saying?
Sure admire his
well,
confidence
sure
in God.
Amen.
That night.
And finally,
because if I kill my boy, burn him to ashes,
and
I leave his ashes on this mountain, and I go back home to mama, then God can't fulfill his promise through that boy.
You wouldn't do anything I wanted you to do?
So you know what he concluded, Hebrews chapter 11, verse number 18?
Well, I thought that's what
of whom it was said that in Isaac shall thy seed be called, accounting, concluding that God was able to do what? How's God going to do this and keep his promise? Raise him up even from the dead. You know what that man he concluded?
I was totally sick.
That when he got up there and killed his boy and burned him up, that he was going to step back
life.
From that pile of ashes and God was going to resurrect his son right out of those ashes.
Was given,
they were going to worship God on that mountain and
I
they said, were going to go down that mountain and go back to mama. He concluded that, but he was totally wrong. Now let's conclude the sermon.
I was honest.
By reading some from back in Genesis here.
And I'll never forget, my wife's always followed me, but I was sitting there praying. I said,
Genesis verse 22, 10, and 12, and we'll conclude. I'm going to give you one statement that will summarize the whole sermon. Abraham stretched forth his hand. See that in verse 10? They're up on the mountain. Somehow up there, you can think about how he did it. He had to explain to Isaac what he was doing.
Anybody God had called
so there's a great man of faith up there called Isaac as well. Abraham stretched forth his hand, took the knife to slay his son. The angel of the Lord called on him out of heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham, and he said, here am
I.
That's the greatest, sweetest, most welcome voice that man had ever heard in his life. He had that knife ready to plunge it into the jugular vein of his boy, and the angel of the Lord stopped. And he said, lay not thy hand upon the lad, neither do thou anything unto him. For now I know that thou fearest God. And here's where I got my title from. Seeing thou hast not withheld thy son, thine only son from me.
I won't try to explain.
Abraham, you have loved me supremely. You have obeyed me totally. You have sacrificed fully. And you've trusted me explicitly. Now I want to give you the whole sermon in one
sentence.
You said if you had given that to us a while ago, we'd be in the house now. Amen. I know it, but I wouldn't have had the joy of trying to preach it. Listen to this statement.
To be willing.
Because a lot of people think is God's just trying to get something, you know, out of us when he tests us. Notice this statement.
2 months later, I became the pastor of a church.
God never wanted and God never intended.
It's kind of the way God works is interesting.
To take the life of Isaac
after 40,
God wanted the heart of Abraham.
It's all come back around, and God has let me.
He wanted Abraham to love him supremely, obey him totally, sacrifice to him fully, and trust
we
realize
him
explicitly,
that when you test us,
and
not
that's
doing
what he did.
To destroy
if you'll
us,
give me 3 minutes, I'll give you a quick illustration about my own
not
life.
Not to hinder us, but to help us. And I pray tonight for folks. They've been patient. I've been
you know, you can
tonight,
love good things.
They've been patient.
To a point that it almost
Lord,
rivals
you
your
love
test
for God.
Us
I remember God
our love
saved my
you,
soul.
Our obedience
I was 22
to you,
years old.
Our willingness
within
to
about a year, year and a half, he
you.
Called me to preach. And when he called me to preach, and I know
our
God never violates
you.
Scripture, he always
oh,
did, but
God
we're unique and he deals with us
tonight,
uniquely.
He put in my heart I was going
to
be willing to give
I mean, that,
things.
My
that
call
are
to preach was
a call
to
be a pastor.
I just knew that, sensed it.
Sometimes the Lord thought it.
And so off I went to Bible college. When I got to Bible college, I'll never forget it. I thought about it, I dreamed about pastoring. I mean, I would just think, oh, God, if you'll give me
Father
10 or 15
in heaven, we love
people
you.
That I could pastor,
pray that all
man, I'd be so excited.
Be
I'd be all, man, I couldn't hardly
I
wait.
I said last night, if we don't
and,
get missionaries to go to the
So I remember on registration day, they had it in the gymnasium,
like
had tables set up.
The world
and I walked by the first table, and it had one of these little 8.5, 11 pieces of paper dropped over the table. And it had the word
be willing to give
Christian Ed on it.
Sacrifice.
And as I walked by, a lady said, son, you're going to be in the Christian Ed program. You signed up right here. I said, no, ma'am, I'm going to be a pastor. I walked on
Lord,
down. I walked by the P.
Tonight,
I think
lost
P
without
God.
Without
and
without
they said they should have looked at me. No, I wasn't
oh,
going to be
if
the
they
P,
only realized.
Of course,
it's
I not that
they.
Lord,
and I said, no, ma'am, I'm going to be a pastor.
All these things.
I'll never forget. I kept
but
walking. I walked by the mission.
And I pray they'll come to Christ.
Son, you're going to the mission field. Going to be a missionary. This is where you sign up.
I
said, no, ma'am, I'm
going to
be a pastor. This is the dream of my heart. I dreamed about it. I thought about it. I eat. I drank it. I mean, I loved it. I thought about it. I got over there and I finally saw one that says, Pastor,
Christians mind the Lord.
I said, y'all, where I believe this preacher? You're going
to
be a pastor, son? I said, I believe that's what God wants me to be. Well, we can get you signed up for your class. I want to take everything that will help me be a good pastor. I want to be a pastor. I'm going to be a pastor. I was so excited. I wanted to be a pastor. I dreamed about being a pastor. And then I'd go to chapel. And you know some of these crazy missionaries, Brother Town, would come to chapel and they'd say stuff like this. How many of you preacher boys out there would be willing to go down on the Amazon River in the jungles of the Amazon if God wanted you to and be God's missionary? Come on, raise your hand. How many of you would, preacher boys swinging their hand all over the place? And I'm about like that, half-hearted. It wasn't 3 weeks they'd have another missionary in and that crazy guy would do the same thing. These crazy missionaries. But anyway, they get up there and boy, they challenge you to go to the mission field, raise your hand if you're willing and all that stuff. And I kind of do. Well, I thought God wanted me to be a pastor. But I did want to do whatever God wanted me to do. I felt I did. I'll never forget one night at Urban Street Baptist Church, Dr. Billy Martin was pastor. That's where I went while I was in school. J.T. Lyons. Anybody remember the missionary J.T. Lyons?
the last 8 or 9 years, 7 or 8 years of his life, he became one of my best friends. We spent a lot of time together. He was a great man of God. But the first time I ever met him, when I was a student in college, I had 2 more years ago in college, and he was preaching at Urban Street on a Sunday night. He always go after two things. He'd go after people to be saved, and he wanted to go after somebody to go to Liberia, West Africa, which is where he was at that time. I mean, he'd just go after you. So about halfway through his sermon, you guessed it, you're ahead of me. How many of you preacher boys, I know you got some here, they go over there at that Piedmont College. How many of you preacher boys would be willing if God wanted you to go to Liberia, West Africa, and be God's missionary? And boy, preachers raised their hand. And I throwed my hand about halfway. When I did, I was so convicted. I mean, God smote my heart. Now, we're only halfway through the sermon. And I began to kind of wrestle with God in my heart, and I began to cry. I literally began to weep almost uncontrollably to the point I was embarrassing myself. Now, we're not during invitation. This is during preaching time. And you know what happens when somebody's got their head bowed and they're shaking and crying during preaching time? Little elderly ladies look down the seat and start whispering, "What's wrong with him, you reckon?" You know what I'm saying? Well, I'm sure they were pointing at me that night. And finally, I began to talk to the Lord, and I said, "Lord, I thought you wanted me to be a pastor." And it's almost like God was asking me the question, "You wouldn't do anything I wanted you to do? You really love being wanting to be a pastor?" Well, I thought that's what he wanted me to be. I wanted to be a pastor more than I wanted to live. I just wanted to be a pastor. You wouldn't be my missionary in Liberia if I wanted you to be? And for the first time since I'd been saved, I gave to God the greatest desire of my life. And that was to be a pastor. I gave it to God that night. Invitation was given. I was at the altar weeping again. I said, "Lord, I'll be your missionary if that's what you want to be. I'll go anywhere, be anything. It doesn't matter. You just tell me." And I was honest. I mean, I was honest as I could be. And I'll never forget, my wife's always following me, but I was sitting there praying. I said, "Lord, my wife thinks I'm going to be a pastor." And I wondered if she'd be willing to go. And before I could get the word mission filled out, she knelt beside me, put her hand on my shoulder, and whispered in my ear, and she said, "I'll go anywhere God calls you." I got off my knees. I didn't tell anybody God had called me to the mission field. I just went back to my seat. Congregation thought he had. J.T. Lyons thought he had called me to go to Liberia. I went back to my seat. I had gone to Mount Moriah. That altar was Mount Moriah for me. And I'd given the greatest desire of my life to God. Because, be honest with you, I loved it so much, I fear that I was loving it more than I was loving the God who called me. And he was going to challenge me if I'd be willing to obey him and go somewhere else and sacrifice that and be something else. And I won't try to explain it because we're fixing to quit. I went home that night and I got in my bed. My wife went to sleep. I couldn't go to sleep. I was as free as a bird. I felt I was as open with God, as yielded to God as I'd ever been in my life. And before I went to sleep that night, God convinced me that he wanted me to be his pastor. But he wanted me to be willing to be his missionary or anything else he wanted me to be. 2 months later, I became the pastor of a church where I've stayed at for 40 years. And it's kind of the way God works is interesting. After 42 years now, it's all come back around, and God has let me be his missionary. Isn't God good? Father, we realize that when you test us, you're not doing it to destroy us, but to develop us. Not to hinder us, but to help us. And I pray tonight for folks, they've been patient. I've been a little long tonight, but they've been patient. Lord, you will test us concerning our love for you, our obedience to you, our willingness to sacrifice for you, our confidence in you. Oh God in heaven, help us tonight to be willing. Help us to be willing to give things that are precious to us back to our God. Sometimes, Lord, you keep them. At other times, you give them back to us, as you gave Abraham Isaac back. Father in heaven, we love you tonight. We pray that all over this building there'll be people. I said last night, if we don't get missionaries to go to the foreign fields of this world out of churches like this one, where in the world are we going to get them? Oh, God in heaven, help us to have a yielded heart and be willing to give up, sacrifice, give to you anything because of our confidence and our faith in you. Lord, if there's a person here tonight who's lost and without God and without hope, oh, if they only realize it's not that they, Lord, that you want their Isaacs and all these things, but you want them and you want their heart. And I pray they'll come to Christ tonight who died for them, who was buried and rose again from the grave on the third day. And they'll by faith believe on Him and trust Him and receive Him and embrace Him. And Lord, He'll save their soul. Father, help us tonight. Christians, mind the Lord. Do nothing to please this preacher. Everything to please God. In Jesus' name. Let's stand.